Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, in the book of Jeremiah, you hear a lot of, "Thus saith the Lord," because the Lord was telling Jeremiah, "Tell the people what I'm telling you." And Jeremiah would start most of his conversation to the people, "Thus saith the Lord." And I want to go to Jeremiah chapter 17. And remember, this is for you and me today. Today is his salvation. Prior to the Holy Spirit being set free because of the cross, the Holy Spirit spoke through the prophets of old. But now the Holy Spirit speaks through a conviction within you. Within you. He lives within you. But let's read here, Jeremiah 17, verse 5 to 10. This is Jeremiah speaking. "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man. That trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." You get that, gang? Putting your trust in man, and that includes yourself, and making flesh your arm. You know, your arm is something you fight with. Your arm is something that you use for defense. In other words, this flesh realm. In other words, the realm that we're living in, the sensual realm, the realm of the senses. What you can see, taste, touch, hear, feel. You cannot put your trust in any of it. Don't even use your human logic in any of it. This has nothing to do with human logic. Human logic only goes so far. Yes, logically, I take a hammer and smash my thumb, it's going to hurt. But as far as faith is concerned, I don't know if anything I believe makes any human carnal logic. I believe in a Savior that was born of a virgin. I believe in God, the Word, becoming flesh and dying on a cross for my sins. I believe he walked on water. I believe he healed the sick, rose people from the dead. I believe it. I believe all this. Is it logical? Absolutely not, particularly in the science realm. But you find out, and as time goes on, was it logical 200 years ago that a 40, 50,000 piece of metal would be flying through the air and called an airplane? Was it logical even 40 years ago that I could get on this little cell phone, talk to the whole world, ask it questions, it'll answer anything I want? I could order a pizza on this cell phone. Hey, I'm telling you, forget logic. Even human logic just goes with the culture and goes with society. The fact remains the foundational statement. You are going to die. That's a truth. And you were created, and that's a truth. And we are... I believe we're in the days of Noah, gang. Because it's going to get to the point where we don't even know what seed that person came from. Did they come from a seed of Satan, or did they come from Adam? Did they come from man? We aren't even going to know what men are as it was in the days of Noah. That things were so corrupt that everything had to be destroyed and killed. And we get a little taste of this with the Canaanite nations. The Canaanite nations were so evil, they more than likely were from the Nephilim bloodline. And God said, destroy all of it. Kill it. Men, women, children, everything. It was totally corrupt. Why? Because it wasn't from his seed. And it's getting to that point. You're not even going to know who a human is anymore. The gate's going to get very narrow. Because don't go by what you see, hear, taste, touch, or smell. Go by Jesus living in your heart. You know you were born from above. I stand on that verse many times because this has nothing to do with my bloodline, meaning my parents. It has nothing to do with my will. I was miraculously reborn and saved from above. And many times I have to go back to that story. I have to go back to my first love. the simplicity of my first love. I think Satan is so sly, he tries to take away the simplicity many times. He'll let a little ritual get in. He'll let a little tradition get in. And all of a sudden, you just lose that original first love. It's something that we're warned about. But let me continue here. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, in whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, in the uninhabited. In other words, there's not going to be any fruit. There's not going to be any growth. There's just going to be a dry up process. You want to put your faith in the things of this world? Nothing's going to grow spiritually. Nothing. It's going to be a parched land. And remember, you are the land. That's what you are. You represent the land. And the seed gets planted in you. In the water of the Word of God waters the seed in you. And then it grows and it becomes the largest seed. That's the parable of the mustard seed. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, in whose hope the Lord is. So we've gone from a curse to a blessing. Cursed is the man that trusts in man. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, in whose hope is in the Lord. And we're told in the book of Romans that hope is not seen. Faith is not seen, but neither is hope. It's something ahead. Hope is something ahead of you. I believe there'll be no hope in heaven because we'll be there. But while we're here in this strange land, we hope. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters. This is a little different now. Someone who is blessed by the Lord and trusts in the Lord, he's going to get watered. He isn't going to become parched, dried up, and dead. For he shall be as the tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Isn't that good, gang? Isn't that good that even here it's talking about the heat coming, but if, you know, this plant is by water, so the heat's not going to destroy it. But see, when we're planted by Jesus, the things of the world, the temptations of the world, the calamities of the world aren't going to destroy us. The things of this world that Satan throws at us aren't going to destroy us. No, we're going to grow during the trials. Yes. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? What a verse. What a verse. This is Jeremiah speaking. The heart is deceitful above all things. And I believe he's talking about your own heart, your own conscience. You know, a conscience is a scary thing. Yes, it could be flipped. Don't think most people have a conscience like you, Christian. You know, if people want to kill their baby, they usually have a different conscience than you. If people want to be sodomites, obviously they have a different conscience than you. You know, there's cannibals in Africa, cannibals in New Guinea. They have a different conscience than you. Yes, they were brought up possibly 10 generations with a different conscience. You think a Muslim has a conscience like you? And even within Christianity, you know who the wheat and the tares are, because you're going to still have to go by fruit. It's a different conscience. In other words, the heart is deceitful. But see, us as true Christians truly know what love is, because we know, number one, who we're fighting. We're not fighting flesh and blood. This is actually a spiritual war against spiritual demonic forces, which is pretty amazing, because Jesus casted at least 2,000 out of one guy. Imagine that. Come on. And then he goes into synagogues, and the devils yell, "Leave us alone." Then he goes up to a mountain and he gets tempted by Satan three times. This devil situation is real, gang. These are real things, and we know that as a Christian. Therefore, when we see another man, and I don't care what religion he is, he was still made by my God. I might not agree with him, I will never compromise with him, and I will not tolerate him, but I'm told to love him. And how do I love an enemy at a cross? By praying for him, that the scales fall off his eyes. Look what happened to Paul. Paul was on the road to Damascus, ready to kill more Christians. God struck him down. So just because somebody's different, just because they're an enemy at a cross, yes, you might have to stay away from them. Yes, you might have to shake the feet off your ground, off your feet. But you do not let hatred or bitterness or revenge get in your heart, because then Satan has got you. There is only one team, gang, and that's being a Christian. That's the only team. There's only one way. It's a narrow gate. There's only one way to the Father, the Creator, and that's through his word, his truth, who became a man. Yes, he had to become a man to become a sacrifice. The word of God, who always was, who was God. You can't separate a man from his words. A man is his word. And the word of God became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And you could see the God attributes when Jesus walked the earth. You could also see the man attributes when he hung on the cross or when he was in the garden. But we're warned here. The heart is deceitful above all things. What a statement. What a statement. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's an ungenerated heart. It makes its own rules up. It makes its own form of righteousness up. There is no righteousness other than the Holy Spirit living in a man, gang. Yeah, that's the only righteousness. Get on you. If you do not know Christ as your Savior, get on your knees, yell out to him. He wants to save your soul. He wants to give you eternal life. He wants to set you free from all the straitjackets that might be tied around you. He wants to set you free from all the sexual lust, from all the bitterness. You may have been abused as a kid. He wants to just carry that burden and take it off your shoulders. He wants to take all of it. And he wants to make you a new creation in him. When we accept Jesus, old things, everything passes away. In all things, everything become new. New. Old things are gone. New things are here. And then we set our affections, our emotions on things above, not on things of this world. And he'll do a miracle in you. He'll start convicting you righteously. And he'll start leading you, because now you become one of his sheep and you hear his voice. It's true, people. I'm telling you the truth. Whoever you are, Jesus loves you. He died on the cross for you. He suffered for you. He took the bullet for you. He got run over by a train for you. Those are allegories as to what he did at the cross. What I'm saying is, he took your sins. He took my sins at that cross. And God bless you, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.